Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim, Malochim Mamish, Mamish Rosh Hateves, Malochim Mimitzvis She'osa. When a person does a mitzvah, creates a malach, these are the malochim that Yaakov Avinu is protecting him from Esav that's coming. Malochim Mimitzvis She'osa. This far most to bring that Be'emes, a person is Be'ikr Isaac in the Shloisha Amudei Oilam Torah, Avoida and Gemilas Chasodim. Mamish, Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, Shas, Mamish. Avoida, Mincha Ma'ariv Shacharis, Mamish. Gemilas Chasodim, Michael Mashke Shena, Mamish, Mamish, Mamish. Avoida, Torah, Gemilas Chasodim. From the mitzvah, Shasa. We know that when a person does a mitzvah, Be'emes, Kefi, the goydel of the Kavono and the Chashivas that he did in the mitzvah, it piled differently. We said over the Zemur of the Kavar, by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu was worried that Hashem told him to be Oikid Itz Yitzchak, and now the Malach is coming and telling him not, but it's a stira, he doesn't know, L'chayre, he's not sure. And the Malach says no, V'lechasach tez bin chesidecha mimeni. So the Zemur of the Kavshat, the Malach is telling him stop. And he says, but maybe I'm not supposed to. So the Malach says, mimeni, look at me, I'm the Malach that you created now with the Akedah. Look what kind of Malach I am. Obviously you already did the job. Mimeni, look what Vosfar HaMalach you created. Now, Yaakov Avinu, years before, by the Chaloyim, he sees Malachim in a dream. Now he's Malachim Mamish. There's a story with Rabbi Chaim Leib Auerbach. He came to America, he was a Rosh Yeshiva here in Yerushalayim, and he came to America in the 1920s to poil for the yeshiva. They made a chveis to gayes ksafim for the yeshiva. And he's in America in the 1920s. He was there for a while. There was a kvutza then that people that had just come off the boat from Europe, they were very, very from Erlich, Isaac and Torah and Avodah the entire day with a farnem, not like the Musagim we know from stories that was in America in the 20s. This group called themselves the Malochim. Very, very stark, Ernst de Chevre, the Malochim. I don't know if there's any Malochim left. But there was a kvutza, Malochim. Rabbi Chaim Leib Auerbach told them, they told him, give us a shmuz, give us a different chizik. He says, Iruftzich Malochim. He says, let me ask you a question. How come Yaakov Avinu, 14 years he's in yeshiva, Shem Ve'ever, and he sees Malochim in a dream. It's Oichat HaMadrega, yeah? Malochim in a dream. Now he's in Beis Lovin for 20 years. After Beis Lovin 20 years, you would think it's not the same Madrega. Then he sees Malochim Mamish. Halidovaru, it should have been Fakert. After 14 years in yeshiva, he should see Malachim Mamish. So you could say Dos Alein that in Lovan Garti Poil Tzach even higher Madregas. Okay, Al Tavienu Uden Yisoyim. Rabbi Chaim Leib Auerbach told him, he says, 14 years in Yeshiva, but where is he going now? He's going to Beis Lovan. You're going to Beis Lovan? Malachim in a dream. 20 years by Beis Lovan, but where's he going? He's going back to Yeshiva. He's going back to Beis Ovid. He's going back. We said last week, Mi Be'er Sheva, the Marsha says in Megillah, there was three big Yeshivas in those days. Shein, Aver, and Av. Yitzchak, Nibe Er Sheva, those are the big yeshivas. He's going back to yeshiva, Malachim Mamish. It's totally where you're headed. Moshe, on Leil Yom Kippur, we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Vod, B'Koil Ram, like Malachim. We just finished the Siddhas Mafsek, because everyone is still Zat. Meir of Moitzi Yom Kippur, after Ne'ila, it's the Olam Esel Yonim, but then it's regular Meir of Moitzi Yom Kippur, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Vod. Where are you headed? In the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're headed to 25 hours now of Yom Kippur. Come on, that's Malachim Mamish. By Meir of Moitzi Yom Kippur, we said Mehurachim already, Mitracht Vegan de Barakas, you understand? Nishka Malach, Ois Malach. We spoke last week that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisgale to Lavan and told him not to shepherd with Yaakov. We explained that's why Rachel had to steal the Trophim in order to enable that the Shechina should be Nizgala to Lavan, that there's no Avodah Zarah there, in order to prevent him. But by Esav, with the Arba Meis Ish Imai, we don't have that HaKadosh Baruch who intervenes to not come. Because Adarab, Maisa Ovisim, Levonim, Ledoiran, Tefila, Lemulchama, there's a Tzura of how Yaakov interacts with Esav and what the Mulchama is about, and it has to be. It's staged as such in order to learn. It's brought down that there's a minute to say when you go on trip, when you go to Golis, when you go out to say Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach teaches you how Yaakov is mitmoded, confronts Esav. The Erst the Meshechachma, the Parsha Merdek, the Pasuk says, Vayihi li shar v'chamar. For Erech the Meshechachma, he also had gmolim. It says in the first, in the behemoths that he sends, in the Doirin actually, if you count up all the behemoths, there's 580 behemoths. Gematria Seir, he's Sa'ir la'azazel. This is a festa Sa'ir la'azazel. 500, Sa'ir Gematria Sa'ir, 580 different meaning altogether. It was 580. He had gmolim also. What's shor v'chamor? Says the Meshech Chachma, shor is a kosher animal. A chamor has both simoni tuma, a treifa animal. The gomel is one in one. The gomel is like the chazer, has one simoniya, one simonat. Yaakov is saying, I have clarity. What's toiv is toiv, what's ra is ra. I don't have gomel. I don't have this mixed up thing going here. I'm shor and chamor. I have black and white, good and ra and toiv. This chlorkite. I don't have gomel. Someone told me, based on this Meshech Chachma, the sugya about Chanukah is that gomel, haylach, the pishton, and usually it's a chamorah carrying the pishton. Where do you have gomel, haylach, the pishton? The gomel, biner Chanukah potter. Chanukah, we light up the 36 neiros, if the Sfarim say, it starts from Chafei Kislev, it goes all the way through the entire Chodesh Tevis, which is the Chodesh of Choshech, the Chodesh of Esav. 36 goes all the way into the first, the second day of Shvat, even. 36 days. We do it in 8 days, Meisav haylach, but 36 oirois, all the way through the ganze Esav. The Gomel, Biner Chanukah Potter, five and after Esav. But now he's meeting up with Esav though, and it's Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzer Loi. Rashi says Vayira Shema Yaharoid. Vayetzer Loi Shema Yaharoid Acherim. Acherim is Rav Meir, who comes from Esav. Shmai Vavtalion comes from Esav. Avadia comes from Esav. Esav is Rosh Tevis, Ayvad, Yishmai, Vavtalion. Shemi Yarag Acherim, you're going to kill Esav, you're also going to come to kill the things that are Tzayid Befiv, the things that Esav is, this Yitzchak wanted Esav, there's things that you have to get out of Esav, there's things that come by redeeming things in Esav. He doesn't want to kill Esav. Pashim said also, Loma Eshkal Shneichem B'yoyim Echad, Rivka said in a void that they're going to die on the same day. They actually did. Yaakov Avinu lo imeis till his Yom Kvura, and that was the day that Esav had a sikresha head removal. Itak was on the same day. But al kaponim, Yaakov is worried shem yarag acherim, because if he kills Esav, it also means he's going to die. That's why he made a revach between the two machanois of a day apart. That was the plan originally. That's not what he ended up doing. But he meets everyone together. But the plan to have them separate by a day, because if it's machan anishol afleita, because manavshach, if Yaakov is menatzeich Esav, Esav is going to die that day also, so he won't get to the second machane. Oh yeah, machane nishol afleita. The Kli Yaakov says a different shot. Vayetzer loy is because he knew that Esav wasn't running after him until Yitzchak. He says Yikru v'yimi evil avi. He's waiting for Yitzchak to die. If Esav is running after him, must be Yaakov is mistakenly informed and is vayetzer loy that he thinks Yitzchak was nifter. There's another shot because you know Yaakov Avinu says. In Lavangarti, Vitarik Mitzvah Shamarti, it's not a gematria, it's the same letters, that there were actually two mitzvahs that Yaakov has a chashash that maybe Becholif and he wasn't Muzhar in. Kibbet Avayim, he was away for all those years. And Beis Achoyos, Yaakov married Beis Achoyos. So that's Nirmaz. Vayira is remes for Kibbet Av, Ish Imay V'Aviv Tira'u. Vayetzer Loi, Vayachoyos Ishtoi, it's Litzror, the Pasuk says. Litzror. The Lashon of the Pasuk, Isha Lachoyos Lesikach Litzror, Alela. Bomas. So Vayira Shem Ishimi Vavitiro Vayetzer Loi. Another chapter, Chassam Sofer brings. There's a machlokes, you know, the Sori Shel Esav came to meet up with Yaakov. And by the way, that's what happens. That's where the real war was. Later on, Esav is coming to kill him. And all of a sudden, when he meets up with Esav, Esav turns into a tatala. That very deep Kabbalistic, we don't know exactly what happened that night with the Adalos HaShachar, the wrestling with the Sori Shel Esav, that's where the war was happening. That's where the front line was. And then it's cleared up. But the Gemara says in Chumash that Tzadi Aleph, the Sori Shel Esav, there's a machlokes. One man the Gemara says Nidmalei Talmud Chacham, and one man the Gemara says Nidmalei Ka'akum. So the Chassam Sofer says that's a remez for the two averis that potentially maybe Yaakov did. Akum is that he fears like a ben Noyach that he married two sisters, and Talmud Chacham because his heter to not do kibbutz was learning. At least for those years. So that's Leichet Kibbutz. So that's the Sori Shel Esav is Miramis on the two in Yonim that Yaakov is maybe Becholif and frightened of that Sefelt them in his Kiyam of Taryag, and he's trying to work that out. Im Yovei Esav alamachin ha'achas v'hiko v'hoi ha'machin ha'nishol l'fleit ha'hir b'derek drash. We know that Klal Yisrael always has to stay separate from the goyim. The Beis Halevi Mefursim says on this v'yira v'yetzaloi, it's miyad ochi miyad Esav. He was worried about Esav coming as an Esav against him to fight him, but also even if Esav wants to come as an ochi, it's like his brother, Kirva, he doesn't want loy mi duvshach v'loy mi yuptzach. So it's to read like this. Im yovei Esav el machane ha'achas. If you think you want to become one big machane with Esav, you want to connect with Esav and become, we have one big happy family, red zechayim, always through history, v'hiko, that's when the goyim gave us klap. V'hoya ha'machane ha'nishar, if you add it to those, no, we're shirayim, we're separate, we're on the side, we're leftovers, we're in Golas, we're on Lepleta. That's the secret of Lepleta in the Golas. The secret of Lepleta in the Golas is dafka when we don't, there's a pasuk. It says, "Shamreini ki ishoin bas oyin." I think tonight is the yahrzeit of the bas oyin, but that's a different bas oyin. Shamreini ki ishoin bas oyin. Bas oyin is the eye of a person. An eye is so sensitive. You know, any aver of a person from the Ramach Ivarim, if you give it a clap, you hit it, it hurts. But if you give it a kiss, a neshika, not a neshika, so that's good. An ayin is so sensitive. Try to kiss somebody's eye. That also is poigim. You can't. Ayin is too sensitive. Shomreini kishin bas ayin. We don't want the neshicha of Esav. We don't want the neshika of Esav. We don't want niyad ochi. We don't want niyad Esav. Totally disconnected. In the Haftaira of Avadia, it says the pasuk of a hard sea and tia plate of a hoya kodesh. The machin anishol of plate. It's yidua that the Chafetz Chaim said, Koydin Ptirosa, he was lifted in 1933, he said, he was Manabe, he said, the Meshachach Moso, by the way, this beautiful shtickle, Maveldik shtickle, where he describes in the past that what's going to be, that there's going to be a Holocaust Mavel, he wrote it a few years before. The Chavetz Chaim Moso said, but he said, V'har Tzien Tiyah Pleita. In Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a Pleita. If you do it, the Ponav Yisrov, who was a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, he came after everything, his yeshiva, his mishpacha, everything, he lost everything in the Mulchama, and he came and he built a yeshiva. He starts building yeshiva on a mountain in a little village called Bnei Brak, which didn't have that many yidden, and on a mountaintop, and he's building a huge yeshiva. Can you imagine? The Beis Medrash was going to hold 100 bachurim. I mean, it was 4 bachurim in the yeshiva. He was building a huge yeshiva, 100 bachurim in the Beis Medrash. Can you imagine fitting 100 bachurim in the Beis Medrash? And they told him, "Where? What? Why are you dreaming?" He said, "Yeah, but I'm not sleeping." And it's a big sign in Panovich. Hoya, who have a hard seeing to your plate by your kodesh. And Eretz Yisrael is going to be. We're talking. He was building this in 19. The Germans didn't win the war yet. So we had seen to your plate of Hoya Kodesh. Now, Miyad Ochim Yad Esav. Esav also represents the Yetzer Hara. Esav is an har sayer. The Gemara says in Sukkot, Tzadikim Nidmalahem Kahar. Rishoyim Nidmalahem Kisar. Kichot Asayra. Har sayer. Har sayer is Esav. Esav is by the Yetzer Hara. And we don't want to have Miyad Ochim Yad Esav. We don't want to be connected to Esav on either front. I heard once a Tosefos, you know, forget about even the Goyim. Even Miyad Ochi. A person has to know, every Ben Torah, Ben Ali, and the Darby that he's holding, we're going to Protim, but the Derech Moshe. You have a Bacher who, the level he's holding, on what time he comes to Seder, and how much Asmada, and how much he's looking and learning, and how much he's looking in as Avaitas Hashem, if he compares himself to Ochi, the guy in his Diru gets up at 3 o'clock, and puts the film quickly in there, so he's doing a valdik. But who says that's the way you should be minded yourself? Pick a different brother to look up to. A person's medida of where he's holding shouldn't be nimdad bechlal klapi what someone else is. You know, redzich nishtein. You don't have a migul haitzi on. And by the way, everyone is like that. Exactly. Punkt in the level where he's holding is anyone more than that is a fafunte. Anyone less is a shegetz. Yeah. And everyone punkt where he's holding. Oh, punkt. Yeah. Say that. Person has to know where to always with sheifis. Katointi mikol hachasodim mikol haemes. It's the eighth pasuk of the eighth parsha. They bring that from the going. That's a remes for anova. Anova. The Gemara says a person is supposed to have shminis sheba shminis of anova. That's the remes for it. Now, when Yaakov finally does meet up with Esav, he meets him with, he didn't break up into two machines, es acharasor yolodov. Acharasor yolodov, zakrashi vidina heichan hoisa. She was in a box, so Esav shouldn't see her. And Yaakov was nenash, Rashi says, Shen mona mi'el achiv, shema tachzirena lamutav. I heard once a pshat, Yaakov was worried, shema tachzirena lamutav. That's the last thing he needs. He doesn't want that either. And therefore, then afterwards, that she was nafla b'yad Shechem. Pasha pshat, they asked, how did Rashi know that Dina was in the box? He's missing 11 kids. There's really 12. Right? Binyamin wasn't born yet, but there's 11 kids. Where's Dina? Maybe Dina was there. Maybe Naftali was in the box. Maybe Yehuda was in the box. Child is, why should he be in a box? You don't have a Hezber. Dina, there's a Hezber. Of the emesis, there's a Raya later on. Because they were all Mishtachaveh. And it says that Binyamin was Zoichet, that the Beis HaMikdash was Bechelkai, because he wasn't Mishtachaveh to Esav. If a different one of the Shvatim was not there, and Dina was, why shouldn't that so-called Shevet be Zoichet to the Beis HaMikdash? That itself is the Raya. It's Merchach and Cheshmer that all the other Shvatim did. That's what the Goyim makes as a Cheshmer. Now there's a big sugi here. Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael, and it happens twice actually. His mamash, two different places where this is happening. After the Heofkus with the Malach, with the Sori Shel Esav, Vayoymer, the Satan, the Sori Shel Esav, whoever this is, the Ish, tells him, Lo Yaakov Yomer Eishim Chakim Yisrael, Ki Sarisim Elikim V'manoshim V'tuchal. And later in the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, Vayoymer Elikim Shimcha Yaakov, Lo Yikar Shimcha Yaakov, Ki Yisrael Yishimecha, Vayikar Shema Yisrael. So interesting pshat, Yaakov asks him, he tells him, your name is Yaakov. And they're asking for a bracha. He's asking for a bracha. He says, give me a bracha. He says, what's your name? Yaakov. Yaakov ben Rivka. Yeah? Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. Yaakov Yisrael together is Gematria Kras Satan. Yaakov with Satan, they explain. Yaakov in Satan. Same gematria as Yaakov ben Rivka. Yaakov and Satan is gematria Yisrael. Yaakov Yisrael is gematria Kras Satan. Yisrael is though the name of the Uma also. And Yisrael is also, the Arizal brings, has all the Oves and all the Nimois, the Rosh HaTavis of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rochalea, Yud, Sin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed. Those letters, Yisrael is the letters, the Oisiyos, of the Shlemus of all of the Avos and all of the Imois. Now it's interesting, we never have double names. If you look at the beginning of Tanakh, Bechlal, even generations, great-great-grandchildren, new names. No one, right? Who was the first, second Avram? Right? Yeah, who was the first, second Avram? I don't know, but there was a Shlab and suddenly we started naming after people. After Lebedeke, after those that were Nifter, different Menhagim, different. But in the beginning it wasn't like that Bechlal, but also in the beginning there wasn't double names. There's a Tosis three places in Shas. He brings one of the Bali Tosis. It's Nadir. It's in three places only. Newman, neither. Three, I forgot the third one. Yaakov Yisrael. There's a Bali Tosis called Yaakov Yisrael. They talk about Elizabeth's name, Yaakov Yisrael. Yaakov Yisrael, that's the name we're handing over here. But Bechlal, there's supposed to be two names. There's a Chuvas Chassam Seifer. Chassam Seifer writes, he brings a Marshal in Gittin. The Marshal says there was once a fellow who his father's name was Meir. And his shver's name was Oiri, and he didn't know what to call the son. So he called him Shneyar. Meir, Oiri, Shneyar. It's Mufur Gath Marshal. It's interesting, there's Rishonim that names of Shneyar from 300 years before the Marshal. I don't know, one of the Rishonim that are brought down, his name is Shneyar, but Marshal says the name Shneyar was because of this Meir Oiri. I once heard from Rav Avdi Yosef, he said a similar story, I don't know, he said there was two people, the mother's name was Fanny and the Shviger's name was Fanny, so they called him Stephanie. So they said that's where the name is from. But Frechte Chassam Seifer in Tshuva, why couldn't they call him Uri Meir? Why do you have to make up a name Schneier? Why can't you call him Uri Meir? He says, Weiss says you don't give two names. Chassam Seifer's son was Shmuel Binyamin, the Chassam Seifer, I don't know. But that's what the Chassam Seifer writes. Now the confrontation of Yaakov over here with the Sori Shel Esav, it's Betzem also the Melchemes HaYetzer. It's also a Melchama of the Yetzer. And he asks him, what's your name? And he tells him, Lomazet Tashal Lashmi. You don't have to ask my name. I don't have a name. He's saying that's his name. His name is, every time it changes, his name is Suffolk. His name is unknown. Suffolk is Gematria Amalek. It's Demyonis. It's something that's not clear. That is what he's saying. That is the Melchemes HaYetzer, the unknown. It's already from the beginning. Hanochosh Hishiani Va'oichel. Hishiani is Oisiyesh Yesh Ayin. Yeah, no, Yemetzi, it's not a Messiah. We don't know. They say Remeir Mepeshlan, his father told him when he was a young bacher to get up on time and this, and he said, you know, Akritzach with the Yetzer, So he said, no, learn from the Yetzer. The Yetzer got up early to chat with you. He says, yeah, Erhot Nish Da Yetzer. Erhot the Yetzer Har, Hot Nish Da Yetzer Har, Nishkin Kunz, Ichab Yetzer Har. Yetzer Har, Nishkin Yetzer Har. It says about the Yetzer, the Pashas Bereishis talks about it, V'chol Yetzer Machshavos Liboy, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. It's interesting. Rak Ra. Rak Ra sounds like, okay, just a little bit of bad. Rak Ra, Epis Eklinikait. But you have to realize that's at the beginning. That's how he starts with you. But at the end, it's Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Soifetavis is Amalek. Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Soifetavis is Amalek. So actually, you think at the beginning, it's one Epis Eklinikait. Rak Ra, just a little bit bad. No, that's at the beginning. It's Soifoy, Mi Yishirenu. You can't know. What's going to be? Now, Yaakov Yitzhak Adesav, the Magal HaMukis brings, very interesting. Panim Yafis brings the Magal HaMukis. Vayishtachu Arta Sheva Pamim. Yaakov bows down to Esav seven times. He brings like this. He says, Esav is Gematria 376. Now, Esav is Shpitz Tumah. And as well as by Kedusha, the highest level of something is 50. And we know there are seven levels. You go up, and each level is 50. Esav is that in Tumah. So 350 is 7 times 50, like the Shpitz Tumah. Every Hishtachavoya takes away one Koyach of Tumah, one Yechidah of 50 of Koyach of Tumah. 7 Hishtachavoyas totally takes away 350. What are you left with? Esav is 376. 26 Shem Havai. Where's this Shem Havai from where Esav has a Shem Havai? Yitzchok gave brachas to Yaakov. And then Yaakov, Esav requests, HaBrocha Achas Hi L'cho Avi. Do you have one bracha for me? And as far as I'm saying, Yitzchok is Gematria 208. 8 times Shem Havai. Yitzchak is 208. 8 times Shem Havai. So is Pinchas. Elio is 2 times Shem Havai. That means Pinchas with Elio together is 10 times Shem Havai. That's very... But that's by the Sneh. Hashem says, Vayar Hashem ki sor l'roi. Sor 260. We're not up to Mashiach. We're not up to when it's going to be the 10 Havais. Yitzchak, though, is 8 Havais. Yaakov, 182, is 7 Havais. Yosef is 6 Havais. Yaakov and Yosef together was 13 Havayis, that's for a different time. But Yaakov got 7 out of 8 Havayis from Yitzchak. Yitzchak is 8 Havayis, 208, and he gave 7 of them to Yaakov. He gave 1 to Esav. That 1 got verblunged together with the whole Tumah of Esav. But when Yaakov, time and again, 7 times, is Mishtachavit, and each Hishtachavoya takes away 50, and it's Mesalik, the 50, you're left with Shem Havai. That's why at the end, there's no Mecham anymore. It's Hashem Lamelech. Alternatively, Esav wanted to bite him. That's Shane. Shane is also 350. Yeah, that was going to be, Esav was going to do an Eshicha. Some told me Eshicha is Karen. Karen is also 350. What's the Kasha? Karen is also 350. What's Fetta Shaila? Karen, Shane, Mach Tishtois! It was going to be the 350, and then you left with the Havai. That was the process. You have a whole sugya of Gid Anoshe, the only place in the Torah where you have Gid Anoshe. It's the mitzvah that's given. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about it. This is a mitzvah that's avad la'achar matan Torah, but it's nemar in the Torah before. And the Chinuch explains that the inyan of Gid Anoshe is to show the idea that Klal Yisrael can survive in the Golus. But there's a different shot. It's interesting. Al kain lo yoichel b'nei Yisrael azgir anoshe, the shach al ha-Torah, one of the Hamidi Arizal, the shach al ha-Torah, he brings al kain lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. What are the days that b'nei Yisrael don't eat? This is a remez for all the tzoymois. Watch this. Es gid hanoshe. Es is tisha of. Es, aleph tov tisha of, or tainis Esther. Gimel of gid is gimel tishrei, or gedalia. Yud is yud tishrei, and yud tevis. Yud gimel, right? Gid, Gimel, Yud Gimel is Tanis Esther is in Yud Gimel, and Gid altogether is 17, is Shivasa Batamas. Al Kain, Lo Yoichel B'nei Yisrael, Es Gid, these days, Hanosha of the year, which days of the year do Klal Yisrael not eat? Tisha of Tainis Esther, Gimel Tishrei, Yud Tishrei, Yud Betavis, Yud Gimel, the Adar, and Yud Zayin, Gid. Those are the days of the year that we don't eat. The Chasam Sofer writes, Vayiga b'chaf Yerech Yaakov. He chepped with Chaf. Chaf is 100. Kof Pei. He chepped with the Kaf of Yaakov. The tikkun for that, he brings from Sfarim, the Chasam Sofer, is Me'a Brachas B'chol Yoyim, 100. You have to do Me'a Brachas B'chol Yoyim. And the Emes is, Yaakov's meat is Emes. Emes is 441. You add one more 100, is Yisrael, 541. But he was trying to chepped with that 100. He was trying to chepped with that. But if we're Mezgaber, we make Me'a Brachas B'chol Yoyim. We're Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moedim, Gematria 100. You Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings you back to the level of Yisrael. There's another whole city over here with Shimon and Levi. They have this Maisa with Dina, and then they come and they kill out the whole city of Shechem. In Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, what's the pshat that they killed the whole city of Shechem? The Rambam brings, because one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim. Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, one of them is Dinim. Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Evi Menachai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then the Gimel of Eres Chamuris. That's the way to remember the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But the Rambam says, which one were they over that they were chayiv misa? Because they were over dinim. Why? Because in din ben noyach, you don't need a bezdin of 3 or a bezdin of 23. Anyone could be a dayan and dan. So everyone in the city was nichshal in dinim that they weren't dan shchem for doing the avera. So everyone is chayiv misa for not doing dinim. As I said, the Rambam, the Ramban al toira of an art brings this Rambam and he argues. He says, no, it's an iser esek. Ben noyach is not chayiv misa for not doing dinim. So why were they chayiv misa? Stam as they were Hashem. They were over there by the Zara, the Rice. Stam, Shlech to mention. As they said to Ramban. Or Chaim HaKadosh. He says that the MS, they only wanted to kill Shechem and Chamor. Nor there was a Din Roidif. There was a Din Roidif because the other ones were coming to protect them. And else Roidif, they came to attack all of them. Or he says, no, they were all Messiah to the Gezel of Dina. Interesting to Nusach. The Al Shech HaKadosh writes here by Riches that the entire city was Chayiv Midaloy Micha. Midaloy Micha, that alone. Midaloy Micha. Neshe Chochma, in Shusant of Shad, he says, this wasn't the meal of the Geiris. They were blind goyim. Or Ben Noyach, that's Choyvel, it's also part of Dinim, or Gezel, you can clear what's together of Chavolah. Ben Noyach, that's Choyvel, even Ba'atzmoy, it's Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa. And by being Maal themselves, they were Choyvel Ba'atzmon. Choyvel Ba'atzmon, Chayiv Misa. Chiddush Arim says, interesting Shad, he makes a cheshem that Shimon and Levi were just becoming Bar Mitzvah. He says, their Bar Mitzvah drasha was, what was the vote? The vote was that there's a klal akam sheshav as chayiv misa, and they were mechadish Shabbos is shokol keneged kol terukula mila also akam shemol not to be megayer chayiv misa, and they acted out on the brachas drasha akam shemol chayiv misa, so they chayiv misa, so they went and they were loichim neged the anshe shchem. At the end of the parsha Yitaka have Binyamin. And then this very big soid in the Alufei Esav. The same way there's 12 Shvatim, there's 12 Alufei Esav, and then there's the Malachim, the 8 Malachim Shemalchu, and the Sifrei Kabbalah is Malay with that Evadetz Kipshutei also, but it's also in Yonim of Soid that are what these Nyanim represent. Aber, say them, good.